So today's study is our final one, as I said, and it's the self-righteousness and stubbornness of man. So that's a good place to finish, since Proverbs is about wisdom. But the number one word in Proverbs is the word man or men. I didn't tell you that in the beginning, but it's over 200 times in the book of Proverbs you find the word man or men more than any other book in the entire Bible. So it's about man. Yes, it's a book of wisdom, but it's about us and teaching us what we should be and what we should do. And as we've seen in our previous studies. But today's study, like I said, is the final one, and it has to do with our self-righteousness, which is one of our major problems, and our stubbornness, which is another one of our major problems. So chapter 16, verse 2, Brother Scott, could you introduce that to us, and then we'll pray and dive in.
All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit.
All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. In other words, we usually believe that we're doing the right thing, when we usually are not. But the Lord, as it says there, he weigheth the spirit. He knows the truth, and he's always watching us and hopefully guiding us through his word as we make these wrong decisions and wrong judgments. So let's pray and we'll get started. Lord, thank you for your word and for the privilege to study it. Thank you for Proverbs and all that it teaches us. And I pray even today, Lord, we will learn things that would help us to be more faithful to you, to serve you, to honor you with our lives, but that you would guide us in your truth and bless hearts through your word. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. So every way of man is clean in his own eyes, in his own eyes. And as we know, our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So we're usually wrong. Just like the majority is usually wrong, we're usually wrong about ourselves, which is what we'll see. So let's move on. Chapter 12, verse 15, Brother Howard. Chapter 20, verse 6, Roy. And chapter 20, verse 9, Mark, 21, 2, Maggie, and 30, verse 12, Kelvin. So this has to do with our self-righteousness from the book of Proverbs. So we looked at 16, 2, now 12, 15, Howard, if you would.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
So again, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. We need to be careful about being right in our own eyes. Amen? Okay, Roy, what was next? 20, verse 6.
Most men will obey in everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man will confide.
So we're quick to proclaim our own goodness. God says, but a faithful man who can find. And then verse 9, Brother Mark.
He confessed, I have laid my hand on him. I am pure from my sin.
Can anyone say that? That we've made our own heart clean, or that we are pure from our sin only through Jesus Christ. Amen? Not through our own efforts. We cannot cleanse our own hearts. It's only the Lord that can do that. But again, self-righteousness is one of the systemic problems in humanity that stems from our pride, and it's something we have to be aware of. Okay, chapter 21, verse 2, Maggie. So very similar to our first verse, 16:2, every way of man is right in his own eyes. And then chapter 30, verse 12, Kelvin.
Here is a generation that is pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness.
Would we be in that generation? Pure in their own eyes, but not washed? Absolutely. So man has a problem with self-righteousness. By the way, this isn't just an Old Testament thing. Let's quickly go to Luke chapter 16 and just see that it's also a New Testament teaching. Luke 16, verse 15. Jackie, if you could read that for us. Luke 16, 15. So he's rebuking the Pharisees and scribes, which he often did, And he said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. That's self-righteousness. He says, but God knows your hearts. A very similar truth there. And then two chapters over, Luke 18. We're not going to read the parable, but it says in verse 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So, self-righteousness is a problem. We have to always beware of it because the devil always tries to use it against us. The Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. So, beware of self-righteousness. It is evil, and it will lead us down a very dangerous path, and it leads us away from God. What does the Bible say in Isaiah 64 about our righteousnesses?
Filthy rags.
Filthy rags. Thank you, Marguerite. All our righteousnesses, it says, Isaiah 64, 6, are as filthy rags. Never forget that. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we have no hope. And we have no righteousness of our own to ever boast of. So self-righteousness, a very dangerous thing. Just one quick verse in Psalm 71. If you turn there, David understood this. And David, when he talked about what he was going to promote, if you will, look at Psalm 71, 16. He says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of what? Thy righteousness, even of thine only. Lord, I'm not going to mention my own righteousness. I'm only going to mention your righteousness. So we're here to promote his righteousness. Amen? Not our own. So self-righteousness, very dangerous, and we need to beware. Now, there's another thing that stems from that, and that is self-promotion, promoting ourselves, self-deception, and we'll look at that now. So chapter 18, 17, Brother Jim, of Proverbs, which goes along with self-righteousness, is this self-promotion and self-deception. So 18, 17, if you would.
He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and serveth him.
So we're usually first in our own cause, are we not? It's just if our cause is not straight from the Bible, then again, we're in trouble. And we'll see what the Bible has to say about this matter of self-promotion, self-deception. So let's look at some scriptures. We looked at 20 verse 6. Every man will proclaim his own goodness. But let's look at 21. Oh, we already looked at 21 too. Let's go to 25, 6, and 7, Howard. 25, 6, and 7. And 14, since you're in 25. So Proverbs 25, verses 6, 7, and 14, we're talking about self-promotion and self-deception.
Put not forth yourself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great need. For Peter is best that the seed unto thee cannot hither in that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince than thine eyes have seen. What was that then?
14.
Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain.
So, self-promotion. God says, don't do it. Don't promote yourself up. Instead, live a life of humility. And if you get promoted by the Lord, amen. Humble yourselves inside the Lord. He shall lift you up. That's what the Bible says, right? But then this verse 14, whoso boasteth himself of a false gift, written 3,000 years ago, and yet do we have an issue with that in quote unquote Christianity today, people boasting themselves of false gifts, saying I have this gift and they actually don't? Yes, it's a big issue among a lot of churches today, isn't it? Especially in the matter of tongues and healings, people claiming to have these gifts and it's a false gift. God decides who gets the gifts, not man. But this matter of self-righteousness, self-promotion, our final topic here in Proverbs, very dangerous. One more verse, 27, verse 2. Roy, if you could read that for us.
Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth.
So self-promotion isn't in the scriptures, is it? I heard a preacher actually say once, if you don't blow your own trumpet, somebody will use it as a spittoon. But I don't really agree with the saying. We're not supposed to be blowing our own trumpet. We're supposed to be living a life of humility, and all we have is what God gave us. Amen? We have no righteousness. Our righteousnesses are filthy rags. Every man thinks that things that he does is right. God says he's wrong. So just serve the Lord in humility. Trust the Lord. Don't promote yourself. And never allow the devil to trick you with self-righteousness. So any thoughts or questions before we go now and look at the rebellion side and finish up our study on Proverbs? Self-righteousness, self-promotion, no thoughts or questions? Okay, very quiet, good. 17:11 then, Brother. We'll start again with Brother Jim. This has to do with rebellion. Now, both of these stem from our basic issue, which is what? Pride. And we got that from our original parents who had some help from the serpent. So 17:11, Brother Jim.
An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him.
Do we as human beings have a problem with self-will or rebellion? Absolutely. It starts when we're about how old? 6 months? 4 months? This rebellion thing, it's like, where did this come from? My perfect angelic little child. They just said no. Where did they learn that? They inherited it. Amen. It's in their makeup to be rebellious. And God says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. Amen. But anyway, we as adults have the problem as well. This matter of rebellion, of self-will, and we have to be careful of it. Proverbs gives us a lot of warnings about it. So let's look at some scriptures. Chapter 1, verses 24 to 26, Howard, 21, 29, Mark, and 29:1, Kelvin. Self-will and rebellion. So Howard, chapter 1, verse 24 to 26.
Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would learn of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you for fear coming.
I called, you refused. That's stubbornness, isn't it? I stretched out my hand, you didn't regard. How often do we do this to the Lord? Not listen. We want to do our own way, do it our own thing. It's rebellion. And as we know, God hates it. All right, 21:29, Brother Mark.
A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way.
Hardeneth his face, we've all seen this in our children. And then 29:1, Kelvin.
He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
So God hates rebellion. And rebellion's been around since the devil rebelled against authority up in heaven. When Stephen was preaching, he called Israel stiff-necked in Acts chapter 7. Remember when Samuel came and Saul had disobeyed God regarding who he should wipe out and who he should spare? And Saul tried to make an excuse and say, oh, the people wanted to make a sacrifice unto the Lord. And that's when Samuel made his famous statement there in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. He said, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Ouch. So there he likens rebellion to witchcraft. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? And one more, Isaiah 63:10. Here God again is rebuking Israel for this very problem, rebellion. Now, self-righteousness and rebellion all stem from pride in our hearts, and we have to beware of both of them. Notice Isaiah 63:10. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy and fought against them. That's talking about God. Turning and fighting against his own people. Why? Because of rebellion. So God hates rebellion. And we see that all through the scriptures. One more verse, 2 Peter 2:10. God here describing the last days. And I want you to see what one of the characteristics of the last days is. 2 Peter 2:10. Chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lusts of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they. And then look what it says. Self-willed. Self-willed. So our final topic, our 17th topic, major topics of Proverbs, is that man struggles with self-righteousness and stubbornness. And we need to beware, because the devil's going to try to use them both against us. And God hates them both. So we looked at the fear of the Lord, the importance of acquiring wisdom, separation, walking uprightly, the fruits of foolishness, trust in the Lord, finances, keep thy heart, the tongue, the family, God's power, work versus laziness, seven things God hates, the Word of God, love others, hope and happiness for the righteous. That was last week. And then today we finish with the self-righteousness and stubbornness of man. Next week we start our new series on English sayings and words and phrases that society uses all the time that come from the King James Bible, but they just don't know it.